Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Dies. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Housemate by Sarah Bailey, published by Allen & Unwin in 2021. Today's book is all about old murders, lies, and newspapers. Ollie Groves is a journalist in Melbourne. 10 years ago in 2005, she was first on scene at a horrible crime which captured the public's imagination. The murder by stabbing of a young woman by one of her flatmates. Three best friends lived in the St Kilda house, Alex, Evelyn and Nicole. Evelyn died, Alex was convicted of her murder and Nicole went missing, never to be seen again. Back to 2015, Ollie is living with her fiancé and his two children in a beautiful house. Their relationship is complicated. They were secret lovers years earlier, and his wife was one of the detectives on the housemate's murder case, but she was later killed in a hit and run. When Ollie receives a tip-off that Nicole has reappeared, she rushes to the scene. But her boss has teamed her up with Cooper, a young and keen but naive reporter who's planning a podcast. Paper is in trouble and management sees podcasts as a way to stay relevant. And Cooper has a lead of his own. He's already lined up an interview with the now free housemate Alex. Thrust back into the old story, Ollie rakes up all the turmoil of her past, including her fiancé's ex-wife and Ollie's own cop ex-boyfriend. As her fiancé becomes more controlling, Ollie throws herself deeper into the story, and yet she begins to wonder how close her own life is to what happened at the house that night. The Housemate is a gripping, suspenseful, and very clever crime novel set in the grimy world of desperate media, dodgy cops, and ambitious young people. This is an absolutely enthralling read with so many surprise twists that kept me racing through the pages. Ollie is determined but troubled. She's conflicted by her love for her fiancé and her love for her work, and haunted by her own traumatic past. Desperate to prove herself and find the truth to what happened, perhaps she sees herself in the flatmates, and her story is their story. But she faces lies and conflicting information everywhere she turns and spirals into doubting everyone around her. Cooper, the young reporter, is a delightful counterpoint to Ollie, with his puppy-like enthusiasm showing the old dog Ollie all the new tricks, and how podcasting is just a new way of telling stories, something that Ollie already knows well. The Housemate is also about the crimes hiding below the surface in Melbourne, ambitious young women willing to do anything for money, and the men who prey on them. It's also about the male gaze, whether it's on Ali herself or the housemates, and the connection between sex, power, and corruption. And as a Melbourne local, I always love to see my home city as the backdrop to a novel where I can picture the streets, the architecture, and of course, the food. So if you like intrigue, gobsmacking twists, liars, podcasts, and the perils of sharehouses, I highly recommend The Housemate by Sarah Bailey. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.